For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wonderful wash day news. Today, there's an amazing new Oxidol that brings you everything you ever wanted in laundry suds. New Oxidol washes clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. Deep clean. Gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet-smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you have to do is rinse your clothes once, and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package, the Wonder Suds, that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, it looks as if Spencer Grayson didn't propose to Faye while she was in New York, though Faye insists that everything is fine. And we know Ma isn't too disturbed. In fact, Ma's mind seems pretty well taken up these days with that young war hero, Tom Wells, who is still sick in bed over at Mrs. Foster's boarding house, and maybe losing out on his job at Al's Diner. Ma's got some ideas about that. Well, right now it's lunchtime, and it's Shuffle we join over at the lumberyard office. But who is Shuffle talking to? Listen.
Hold still, tarnation! Hey, there! There!
Now, keep jumping all over the place, huh? Sweet Jerusalem, I'll show you.
Go on now, go on. Don't stop in the middle of a word. You're supposed to move. Confound you. Now, where are you going? The page is over here.
Holy mackerel, what's going on here? Who are you shopping?
Well,
it's only the typewriter. Good gosh, Shuffle, I thought you were murdering a customer in here.
Well, it's murder, all right. But I'm keeping my head. I swear to heaven, Willie, I ain't going to lose my head.
Shuffle Schober. How many times has Ma asked you not to fool around with that typewriter?
I ain't fooling around. I'm going to show this critter who's boss. That, ouch! The blasted thing bit me.
I'm the keys, Shuffle. I'm the keys. Don't put your fingers between them.
I'm trying to stay on them, but it grabs for me. But I'm going to ride this dratted contraption if I... All right. I got her. Look here, Willie.
Huh?
Oh, sweet Jerusalem on a bicycle built for two. It's typing in red now.
Oh, gee. Shuffle, please. Will you calm down before Ma gets back from lunch? You want her to find you all excited.
Who's excited? I was only trying to finish up this little message to Tom Wells so as Ma can take it along this afternoon.
This is supposed to be a message to Tom Wells?
Well, read it. Go on, take it out of that contraption and read it.
Okay, give it here.
Just a get-well note to cheer Tom along.
Holy smoke. I don't know what you think you got here, Shuffle, but this is...
What do you mean? Let's see. Oh, sweet Jerusalem. I never writ down any such crazy words. Can't that devil machine even spell?
I'll guarantee you this note will scare Tom Wells clean out of town.
Yeah. I reckon I'd just better send my regards by word of mouth.
I reckon you just better steer clear of this typewriter in the future.
I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole. She talks back to you worse than a woman. Wouldn't let me get a word of my own edgewise.
Oh, no, Shuffle. Not worse than some women. You ought to hear Evie.
Yeah, I heard, Willie Evie. Tarnation, you're right.
You're so right, I'm right. You should have heard it this morning on the subject of Faye and Spencer Gracie.
Yeah.
Is the romance on? Is the romance off? Did Spencer propose? Didn't Spencer propose? Will Spencer propose?
Oh. So Evie's still going strong, huh?
Like a house of fire. Only now she's starting in to blame Ma.
Huh? Blame Ma?
Yeah.
You mean Evie thinks Ma knows something she ain't telling us?
Oh, no, just the opposite. Evie says it's Ma's house, and here it's almost 2 days gone by since Faye's home without Ma trying to pry any information loose.
Pry loose? Well, if ever I met anybody who couldn't and wouldn't pry, not even as much as a ball of wool from the kitty cat, that's our Ma Perkins. What's got into Evie?
She says Ma ought to be more interested.
Yeah. How many baby daughters has Ma got?
Oh, please, don't start that. But Evie says Ma acts plenty interested in Tom Wells. Tom Wells this and Tom Wells that, till you might think he was her own son, Evie says.
Now, you know, might be Evie's got something there.
What do you mean?
Well, Ma don't talk about it now, you know. Hasn't for a long time. But Ma ain't gotten over losing John.
Yeah, Shuffle, you're right. But gosh, Tom Wells and John Perkins, they're so different.
Well, how do we know what Tom was like before the war? And we'll never know what John would been like had he come back.
You think that's the reason Ma tries to help Tom?
No, Ma don't need reasons. Help comes out of her easy and natural as breathing. But inside her heart, there could be a feeling. I've seen her look at Tom and listen to him, bending forward as if she caught an echo or heard a special sound. The way they say a certain note of music can break a glass into pieces. Ma's tuned into Tom.
Well, then Tom Wells is a lucky fella. Anybody's got Ma on their side, they're lucky. His path couldn't have crossed a better friend.
Maybe it's more than pure luck. Maybe there's some kind of a providence.
I'd like to believe in a thing like that, Shuffle, but I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, I figure providence ain't something folks should depend on anyway. It's more like Santa Claus, which is all right to believe in it if you're willing to give cooperation.
Yeah, that's the kind of world I want, where I got something to say about it. Where it ain't all up to Providence, or maybe even sunspots.
You're right, Willie. Makes me think of a calendar somebody sent me long time ago. Must have been 1923.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little poem onto the front of it. A lot of things have happened since 1923, but that poem's just as good today. Never forgot a word of it.
What?
So many gods, so many creeds, so many paths that wind and wind, when just the art of being kind is all this sad world needs.
And now our scene changes. Let's see what's going on in another part of town, over at Al's Diner, where Ma is sitting in a little booth, sipping a cup of tea. Yes, Ma's broken a long-time custom of going home for lunch in order to stop off here and have a few very important words with Al. Listen.
I didn't mean to neglect you, Miss Perkins. Will there be anything else? A piece of pie?
Oh, no, thank you, Al. I only been waiting till your customers got through, and you might have a little more time to talk.
Oh, you want to talk to me, Miss Perkins?
That's why I waited. Now you got a breathing space. Could you sit down a minute?
Why, sure. Rest my dogs. All I got to do is to figure out a blue plate special for tonight. Blue plate special ain't no different than anything else I got. But it helps folks to make up their minds. You sure you don't want no more tea?
Oh, no, nothing more, thanks. It's my friend Tom Wells that I want to talk about.
Tom? You mean my counterman I used to have here?
Yes.
Well, now, that's a funny thing. I was thinking to myself only this morning, Yeah, but it looks like that fella ain't coming back. They'd better look around for a new man.
Oh, but didn't Willie, my son-in-law, Willie Fitz, didn't he tell you Tom would be back?
Why, yes, Willie was in here, sure, but, well, that was last week. Willie said something, and Tom wasn't feeling up to scratch, but maybe he'd be back in a day or two.
Tom's been real sick.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
But you must have known Tom was sick when he quit work.
No, ma'am. That wasn't the reason Tom gave me. He just picked up his week's pay and said he wouldn't be around for a while. Now, don't that put the mustard on the hot dog? Never let on a word about feeling bad.
Oh, Land of Goshen, he's been real sick, Al. He couldn't even stand up on his feet.
Well, now, why the heck didn't he say so? I'd have given him time off. Well, I like that fella. Good, conscientious worker. Kept the sugar bowls full. He always shut the icebox door. He didn't go around shooting off his mouth, either. Understand, he was a real war hero.
Yes, that's right, Al. He was.
Fried a nice egg, too. You'd be surprised, Ma Perkins, how some of these fellas I get in here fry an egg. Well, first of all, they turn the griddle up too high. And they slosh her all over with fat like that there egg was going to swim for its life. You know, then they... Oh, pardon, ma'am.
I'm glad that you like Tom. Then maybe you wouldn't mind waiting just a few days more before you hire somebody else.
You think he's going to want the job?
Oh, he'd have been here yesterday like Willie promised. Only Tom was still shaky on his feet.
Well, Miss Perkins, you tell Tom Wells the job is his any time he walks through the door. And that don't mean it has to be tomorrow or the next day, neither.
That's mighty kind of you, Al.
Kind nothing. Oh, sure. Willie asked me if I'd keep the job warm on the back of the stove for a couple of days, but, well, I didn't realize Tom was real sick.
Tom has a very nice boss. Thank you, Al.
Oh, say, anybody'd rather give a guy a helping hand than a kick in the pants, begging your pardon, ma'am. But you tell Tom any time of day or night, I got a clean apron waiting for him.
Thank you. I'll be very proud to give Tom your message.
Folks, here's your chance to get some wonderful flower seeds for practically nothing. If you act now, you can get 8 packages of Ma Perkins' famous flower seeds worth 90 cents for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. Now think of it, a 90-cent flower seed value for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. The 8 varieties include mixed petunias, giant mixed cosmos, and harmony marigold, those exotic deep-colored flowers with beautiful gold centers, and dwarf hybrid dahlias, sweet alyssum, giant zinnias, Shirley mixed poppies, and mixed bachelor buttons. Yes, 8 packages of our own Ma Perkins' favorite flower seeds, enough for a whole flower garden. All for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. So don't delay. Get these wonderful flower seeds before the supply is gone. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Do it today. So Ma finds out again what she has always known, that folks are anxious to help others if they only have a chance. Well, Ma and Tom get together tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.